Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Webster Tarpley, journalist, investigative reporter, historian, economist, is in Tripoli. And he has visited the homes of families murdered, hit by the demolition bombs. And he was just breaking down how they're using Twitter not only to foment these fake revolutions, which the Pentagon admits they're doing, but also to target who to kill. That's how they get their new intelligence. They don't have the head of MI6 lie about WMDs, as is now admitted. They just claim somebody Twittered. That's why CNN and Fox always say, oh, look, we're getting weather reports from people on Twitter, is to then kind of legitimize it. Well, Twitter said Gaddafi was roasting babies. Please continue, Webster.
Yeah, the way in which the targeting was done of this compound in Sorman, where the 10 people were killed, the women and the four children killed, and it was because they're all in the family of this guy Al-Khweldi Al-Khamedi, one of Gaddafi's top colleagues, right? So the Revolutionary Command Council, or what that used to be. The way they seem to have done it, this is now the Libyan contention, clearly, is that they had some infiltrated spotters who got up in a local microwave tower, and they had some kind of handheld lasers, and they spotted the roofs of these buildings, and that's what guided the NATO bombs down to do the killing. And somehow tip-offs or information went over Twitter, say the Libyans. So that maybe that puts this giddy new world of the social media in some kind of a different light. So I think this is just, it's horrifying, it's disgusting. As an American, you are confronted what this regime is doing in your name with your tax money, and I think it's time to do something about it. The very least anybody can do is there are going to be these there's a congressional recess now for the 4th of July. These characters are going to be around, and you're just going to have to go to them and say, look, this war with Libya has to end. And normally the congressional comeback would be, well, we can't abandon our troops who are in harm's way. Well, in this case, the argument from Obama is there are no troops in harm's way, so there's no blackmail that can be done on this issue of, you know, you're abandoning the troops, because Obama says there are no troops. There are troops, but Obama claims that there are not. So that, I think, is a tremendous...
Wait a minute. Are you challenging Obama? This is not a war. This is a Nobel Peace Prize movement.
Yeah.
They admit it's killing a lot of women and children, but that's not civilian deaths. And... you know what? Obama's a great guy. I mean, he cares about us, Webster.
What we had is the UN resolution says the defense of civilians. Now, the NATO aircraft are acting in defense of armed terrorist gangs, and they are killing civilians in the process. Look, somebody who knows something about peace, a very interesting person to meet. This is the Bishop of Tripoli, Giovanni Martinelli. And this is a guy who goes back and forth to the Vatican and has talked to the Pope about this situation. And Martinelli, he's obviously horrified by the war. He says, you know, how can you expect to bring peace with bombs? And he also says that you have to realize Gaddafi has given full religious freedom. The Roman Catholic Church in Libya can act perfect freedom. They have nuns, they have hospitals, they have social services. It turns out there are a lot of immigrant workers here from the Philippines. The staffs of the hospitals, of which there are quite a few and actually quite good, are largely Filipino, and most of those are Catholic. So the Catholic community here used to be Italian, but now it's Filipino.
Stay there. I want to hear about your intel on Western forces are there, quote, advising and helping with the peace. I want to get into that. I want to get into what the bishop said the Pope told him. I want to get into the fact that Italy has, this last week, said it's time to have a ceasefire and end this. And then we'll get into the economy. Stay with us.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to put a tweet out in the next 10 minutes at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We can use our Pentagon revolution system against them. And I want to ask all of you that are at twitter.com/RealAlexJones to get the Twitter I put out calling for folks to descend peacefully on the Texas Capitol 4 p.m. today. And I'll be there entering the Capitol at 4 p.m., and we're launching this citizen filibuster against this federal power grab. If they can sit there and stick their hands down your pants and crush your genitals and make 95-year-old cancer patients who are going home to die from Florida to Michigan take their diaper off and strip search them, oh, yes. They can do anything, and it's about humiliation. It's about a federal goon spy force over everything. To the New York Times, they're spying on doctors now. The feds are getting ready to nationalize them, gathering up, and they call it a survey. They call them and don't let you know who they are. It's legal and lawful for doctors to have private practices and not accept Medicare or Medicaid and not go under insurance, whatever they want. They're getting ready to get rid of that. That's coming up. We've got the incredible news with the euro now going into free fall. Soros says there will be countries that exit. I want to talk to Tarpley about that in a moment. But it's so incredible. This is Webster's first interview since he got into Tripoli a few days ago. He's been unable. This was a secret mission. He didn't want to obviously be stopped trying to get over there. He's got a lot of courage, folks. Webster Griffin Tarpley speaks 4 or 5 languages. And he's in North Africa right now in Tripoli. And it's because of bombing, the cell phones were out until today. It's in the middle of the night. He's got a cold, but he's joining us. What do you make of Congress saying we don't authorize it, but here's the money? The Italians now shifting gears and saying, we now are against this war. It's time to stop. The Germans, as you know, a month and a half ago, pulled completely out. And then meanwhile, it's on Infowars.com. The British have now announced they're preparing to move forward with a ground force. They're moving ahead with their fake moral authority, having international court of criminals who routinely kill people before they try them, whether they're guilty or innocent, like Milosevic, regardless what you thought of Slobo. They're now issuing the arrest warrant. This is going into high gear, and a top general told Congress, yes, they're preparing to invade, but it'll be a peace force with heavy armor. So we've now entered actual 1984, and I guess as U.S. troops are coming home in body bags, they'll tell us that it's not a war and that it's a kinetic action, Webster.
Well, I think if they really do take that path of absolute strategic insanity, they will face extravagant losses. Their attack will break down with great loss, and they will be caught in the quagmire, which will essentially be open-ended. And that maybe that will lead to the collapse of the Obama regime, certainly might lead to the collapse of Sarkozy and Cameron and the other people here in Europe. I think there's probably the best combination we've got in the United States to put an end to this. Again, move those 30 votes out of the war column and into the peace column, and it'll become even more illegal than it is now. And you might say, well, that's only the House. What can they do? They can't get it through the Senate. There is one thing the House can do, and that is to impeach. And maybe that deserves to be brought up. Obama is in violation of the War Powers Act. That is a question of life and death. It's not Ms. Lewinsky, and it's not any of this other minutia, but it's life and death and war and peace. And Obama really, really needs to be impeached. And again, I would contrast the depravity of Obama with the very good sense of this Italian bishop, Martinelli, who, he says bombs and Christianity don't mix. They're incompatible. And that you cannot base human civilization in today's world on a policy of bombing. It's just insane.
Well, look, bombs to defend yourself is one thing, but preemptive war. People ask how the Germans did what they did. Hitler had all sorts of fancy excuses and reasons to go into Danzig and then Poland and Czechoslovakia and then finally, into France. And this is how this is done. This is how wars start. And it's on record now. Even Democrats like Nadler and others and Ron Paul have said, Obama, if he gets away with this, has turned the presidency into an imperial post. And there's no reason to even have a Congress if this is the case. I mean, this is earth-shattering. This has never happened in U.S. history. I mean, this is, at least Bush, for his evil wars, got authorization, Webster.
He went through the motions. Obama has been undoubtedly a step down, and I think you and I have been ahead of that most of the time over the last 3 years.
You've been on target. In Obama deception, you said he's going to invade North Africa as a base to create total destabilization continent-wide. Obama deception calls it with total precision. People are now watching it and flipping out that it was made more than 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. And again, that we just need to go from that to now to taking these actions to shut it down. The other thing that's amazing, the NATO position, is that Sarkozy, this tin pot dictator in his own right, depraved. The story of this guy could not be told without violating the FCC rules. They say they refuse to negotiate. The Libyan government says, come and negotiate. We'll be glad to negotiate with you for no precondition. And the answer of the British and the French is no negotiations. And as the bishop here pointed out, dialogue is the daily bread of the Arab and the Bedouin. It is the characteristic feature of this civilization that there's a constant process of negotiating everything. It's a kind of a deeply rooted cultural tendency. And instead, what NATO is saying is, no, we don't want any of that. Now, let me just, another scene, right?
Well,
another
what they're saying below. Is, your fate is sealed. We're going to come in and destroy your industrial base and carry out our soft-kill genocide against you. And they're saying you have no hope, we're coming, and that's going to form total resistance while a bunch of globalist Bilderberg group people sit around playing God, destabilizing North Africa, Middle East, Central Asia, more troops building up in and around Pakistan. There's no doubt this is leading into World War III. Give us one more scene.
A ship arrived in the harbor here in Tripoli yesterday. It's a beautiful harbor. It looks kind of like Baltimore, but much newer. And this is a city of more than 2 million people. It's the size of what? Almost Chicago. It's a very large and modern compared to Tunis. It's much more modern. And people that I've talked to here, have been here, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, are marveled by how many new buildings and the horizon is covered with cranes. Buildings are going up everywhere. The oil money is being used, and to a significant degree, being used wisely. So here comes the ship. The ship is coming from Benghazi, and it's carrying refugees. What kind of refugees? Refugees fleeing the terrorist regime. People who don't want to be in Benghazi anymore, and they don't want to have any more grief with these terrorists. So they come into here, and they get off the ship. And here you got, I saw, the Washington Post, the Associated Press, the whole media scrum was there. I saw the woman who was the correspondent of the first program of French television comes in there, and she tries to find a woman who's got an Islamic burqa on, right, with this, complete coverage. And what she's trying to do is to say that it's those fundamentalists that leave Benghazi and come to be with Gaddafi, which is absolutely, it makes no sense. It's the reverse.
So you're witnessing the corporate media trying to frame it like, ooh, Al-Qaeda's with Gaddafi.
They're trying to score points against Gaddafi any way they can, even if it's a total absurdity. And these press whores on this dock, they have nothing but contempt for the human suffering of the people on that boat who have been forced to flee.
Well, they're horrible people that have sold their souls to be part of the system. They're the most vapid. I've met them. They're just vapid, gibbering, giggling scum who are going to have all their money taken by the bankers. Don't worry, you little servile snakes. Your masters are going to really give you some of the same stuff you're giving these North Africans.
And so, therefore, it's time to put an end to the power of these little gerbils, right? These little slime balls of the press, and simply the spell is broken. Nobody can believe them. They're fools, buffoons. They're just idiots. So, I think this is pretty clear cut. That there would be much more to say about the dynamics of these terrorists and how they work. NATO is violating the UN resolutions like mad. They're flying in weapons. They have flown in a plane into western Libya with special weapons on board. They're trying to seize the area along the Tunisian border. They're, of course, operating in the middle northern part of the country, especially from Benghazi towards the west. This one top terrorist by the name of Hassadi had been the boss of Darna, and he'd gotten himself into the world press, and they got embarrassed about him, so they shipped him out to Egypt, but they seem to have brought him back to Misurata. Now, if you look at that battle in Misurata, that is the site of one of the biggest steel mills in Africa, one of the biggest industrial plants in any Arab country. Watch Misurata, and the Libyans are saying that they think that the city of Misurata, the rebels there, are going to get wiped out. But a couple of things about the terrorists. Inside this Benghazi rebel council, you have a rivalry. There are two people who are supposed to be the top military honchos. You have the guy called Yunus and this other guy called Haftar. Haftar was the one who was in Northern Virginia. Yunus had been a minister in one of Gaddafi's governments. So they fight about precedence, right? Who's going to be the top commander? And the way they do it is you have a unit of rebels out in the field here, and then a couple of miles away you've got a unit commanded by Haftar. So Yunus has got his group and Haftar's got their group. One of the ways that these NATO atrocities happen is the Haftar group calls in, and they call in NATO airstrikes on the Yunus group, both rebels, both terrorists, and the Yunus group does the same thing to the Haftar group. So one of the reasons NATO is killing the rebels is because one rebel group is getting NATO to bomb their rivals and their competition and getting them killed that way. And
all right, Webster, stop there. I want to leave Tripoli now and look to Europe and the United States in a short segment coming up. I want to look at the huge global financial meltdown that's happening, the death of the euro.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we'll get updates from Webster Griffin Tarpley in the days to come, as long as the phone lines are up. They've been down from the peace bombs that are being dropped. Webster also said they're not seeing the helicopters as promised. Only drone helicopters have been shot down because there are so many RPGs in the citizens' hands. And again, dictators don't hand out RPGs and millions of Kalashnikovs to a population of 6 million, which is so outrageous. But they are going ahead with the ground war because the globalists, again, have to just sell the fact that they can do whatever they want whenever they want. When do the Libyans believe the ground invasion's coming? Our confirmed intel is late September, early October, Webster.
This part of their thinking is maybe not so obvious. I mean, what we have tried to convey is the stuff that's in the public domain, thanks to your work and others, right? What is widely known is also known here. So I guess they would converge on that, and in some ways they really wonder if the ruling elite of the United States is that insane. On the other hand, they've had plenty of lessons that they are that insane, that kind of a flight forward is exactly what they're likely to do. There's a kind of a calm waiting going on, right, saying we hope that they're not that insane, but if they really are, then we're pretty much ready. The people are organized, the tribes are mobilized, the system of government by town meeting as one...
What do they think of Obama now, the great peace god, lovingly giving them bombs?
His magic, right? His deception act is finished, right? That racket is over with for about 99%. And the people who still want to give Obama the benefit of the doubt have actually been defecting, as one official here told us. He said, "We had some rats in our government. We had rats that had gotten into the government over a period of 40 years." And one of the advantages of all this horror is that the rats are now gone, so there won't be any need to deal with the rats anymore.
Okay, Webster, we're almost out of time. Shifting gears now, Greece Deputy Prime Minister warns of tanks in the streets, mass suicides if second payoff to the bankers doesn't happen. He warns Greek Parliament. London Telegraph, Greek Minister warns of catastrophe if parliamentary revolt leads to austerity bill being blocked. Continuing, European leaders prepare for Greek default. Enter the dragon to save the euro. The Chinese are publicly saying how pathetic England is. Italy government tensions rise over austerity plans there. There's a threat to get rid of the U.S. AAA rating if they don't give trillions more to the bankers. So we're seeing the economic terrorism of the banking cartel if people don't raise taxes, cut benefits, and pay everything to the fraudsters. And now Soros is saying it looks like the euro may collapse. That's in Bloomberg. What does that mean, Webster Tarpley, in the 3 minutes we've got left?
Well, again, the only way to make the dollar look good is to make the euro look very bad. And that's the attack on the euro by U.S. hedge funds using credit default swaps has been going on now for more than a year and a half, getting to be almost 2 years. I would recommend for the Greeks no more bailouts, no austerity program. Austerity doesn't work. That's what Papandreou found.
Well, it's meant to shut their economy down, and they've done the actuaries and say, if we do this, we'll never get out of the fraudulent debt that you created. So it's third worldom they're delivering to them.
And therefore, what they need is a debt moratorium. They need to declare an immediate unilateral freeze on all payments of debt, principal, and interest, with the goal of reducing it by, you know, the maximum amount possible. If they can get it, you know, minus 90%, they should do that. But the only way you can successfully negotiate with a banker is to put yourself on an equal footing. These bankers are, of course, zombie bankers. The irony of the whole thing is that those bankers themselves are more bankrupt than Greece. And the people that get the bailout is not going to Greece. No Greek gets any money out of this. It goes to the Deutsche Bank, 50 billion euros, the French banks, 30 billion euros, and the British banks, maybe 20 billion euros. So this complete monstrosity. There's nothing wrong with the Greeks. They were simply victimized by a cabal of hedge funds with Soros and the rest of them using credit default swaps.
And they now admit that it's going to move on to Italy, Portugal, England, the United States, and it's a black hole. There's no way to ever pay it back, but it consolidates power for the criminals, so they're rampaging forward.
It's a physical impossibility to pay it back, so why not just face the physical impossibility and say, there's no point in ruining the country trying to do something that is prima facie impossible. Therefore, we're essentially going to freeze this debt with a view to canceling it at the earliest possible opportunity.
Webster, we want to commend your amazing courage. They're now admitting that we never came out of the recession, so the truth is starting to dawn here. You're in Tripoli. Go with God. Be safe. We appreciate you there being a reporter and somebody to observe the reality of what happened. And be safe, Webster. Hopefully you can pop back in with us again tomorrow.
Precisely. That's what I'd hope to do. Let's try to find a couple, you know, a little slot, and we'll give you an update.
All right, tarpley.net.
See what happens tonight. Maybe NATO will come back tonight at the hour of the wolf.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Tarpley.net. Stay with us. Wayne Madsen coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to FreezeDryGuy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Of key news, a news blitz coming up. Also, I'll get more into the national fight against the federal power grab, the Fourth Amendment attacking, groping of the TSA, and all the big developments there. Also, Obama and his federal spies out after the doctors. Daily Mail headline, now Obama sending out snoopers to pose as patients so they can check up on doctors. New York Times reporting the same thing. This has already been going on. Also, if you go to Infowars.com, there's a report, Google updates PageRank, top alternative news aggregator punished. And Google's already been taking our honors away on YouTube. They own it, not letting people see our videos, blocking them. And then they removed that last week under protest. And they're saying that sites and InfoWars and Prison Planet, most of the traffic is our articles and people that write articles for us, but we also post blurbs of articles with a link to them so you can see what we're claiming. You know, if I say this is happening, that's happening, or we post whole bills, which is, you know, absolutely authorized to do. It's congressional information. If you repost anything, they're going to, quote, delist you or start knocking you down the rankings. And if you throw that back up on screen, I'll read the headline out to folks again. That's why you need to email your entire email list with InfoWars.com. That's why you need to email your entire email list with PrisonPlanet.com. That's why you need to tell people about InfoWars.com. That's why you need to get the bumper stickers and put them on your cars, because the sites are scaring the system, and they openly admit they're censoring us. We're being censored at public libraries, universities, military bases. They have these software packages that list things as hacking sites, porn sites, gambling sites, hate sites, and we get listed as hacking sites and as, you know, extremist sites, so that you can't access it on many public systems. In Europe, the Watsons have covered that. So again, putting that article on screen, it's up on InfoWars.com, and the article headline is Google Updates PageRank, Top Alternative News Aggregator Punished by Eric Blair at InfoWars.com. And the last time we wrote an article about this, Drudge picked it up, but the headline dealt with overall Google to punish alternative news. And Drudge is, of course, a pure aggregator. Well, he rewrites some articles, but mainly just does research and tracks whatever's the hottest. So it's targeting all of that. We need to counter these people, and that's realizing how special these sites are, how important sites like InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and DrudgeReport.com and WayneMadsenReport.com and things like that are, because, as Hillary said earlier this year, the globalists are losing the info war. That's a quote. Because there's so much alternative media doing better, more original reporting and not lying, not spinning. And so the newspapers, the mainline sites, the TV, the networks, they're dying. They're in free fall, all of them. Glenn Beck's going to internet only, pretty much, you know, on TV. Howard Stern's talking about, you know, almost left XM just to do it only internet, because that's the future. Well, not under internet too. They want to start curtailing that and controlling it and controlling its architecture. And that's what Bilderberg covered 2011. Now, we're going to Wayne Madsen here in a moment. I'm going to be down there today at 4 o'clock at the Texas Capitol. Just if you want to be part of, historically, the media called it storming the Capitol. We didn't storm the Capitol. It's our right to go in through the metal detectors. Nice police there, state police. A lot of them nodding and agreeing with us, you know, that this is wrong. Unanimous vote of the House against the TSA groping bill. Cops know they can't do that. They don't want to do that, most of them. Why can these barely trained TSA people do it? Now they claim the TSA can read minds off your face, and they admit it's cases of a guy's looking down and looks sad, and they take him in to interrogate him, and he says, I'm going to my brother's funeral. He died 3 days ago. I'm sad. You know, it's total quackdom. Now they have computers that scan your face and, quote, tell if you're a terrorist. When decades ago they had to admit that lie detector tests were a fraud, they just have fancier ones now, just a bank of blinking lights. We're going to break down the treachery by three men: the Speaker of the House, the Leader of the Senate, and, of course, the Governor. And now, even though he tried to say nice things about him earlier last week, he's having to admit, State Rep David Simpson is having to admit that, yes, the Republican leadership killed it. And his quote was, why do we even have a House and Senate in Texas then? So they're killing it. They have all the votes. They're killing it, and then demonizing it. So Perry wants to act like he's for this while he tried to keep it off the special session. We're going to go down there with a citizen filibuster and go, and I've now defined this new term. That means going in and going up to your House and Senate members and telling them to go filibuster or for them to walk out, because they got 3 days left in the special session today, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so that another session has to be called. We've got a month more to try to pass this. You're like, but they killed it once. We brought it back. They're killing it again. It's fight, 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 and expose the politicians for their tricks. You don't just fight once. You fight over and over again. It's who wants it most. Like George Washington, he lost most of the battles over 7 years, but he persevered. Now, we're going to Wayne Madsen here in just a moment, but I want to see you down there at 4 o'clock, or if you can't make it, 9 o'clock, 10 a.m. tomorrow. The next 3 days, go there, talk to him. That's a citizen filibuster. You go in and you talk to your representatives. You understand, folks? Get there. 4 o'clock today, that's going to be the big event with just, you know, a little bit of short notice, but I want it to be a lot bigger than a month ago. Look at the great effect it had. Now, briefly, let me get over here and get this. We fund our operation by selling books, T-shirts, and DVDs. But we also know the economy's dead, and so we've cut the prices down to almost nothing at the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And we're running a special until this Friday, and it's very popular. We launched it last Friday, where you can get my 5 best-selling, most informative films that'll bring your knowledge to a higher level. Even if you already have the knowledge, give it to somebody else, make copies, put them on Access TV. It's having a huge effect. The Obama Deception, Terror Storm, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, and Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. $29.95, and you get Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, thick, great read book by Mark Dice, free. We're only running this until this Friday. So again, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, already on this, and we're getting rid of this 5 DVD deal for $29.95 on Friday. This was already a deal we were getting rid of, and I said, why not in the last week give them the free book on top of it? So again, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you take advantage of it. InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also see all the films of super high quality, the live streaming video of the show, everything at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, we have the reports here, and you can learn more at WayneMadsonReport.com. I won't go over his whole bio. He's written for The Village Voice, Counterpunch, Corp Watch, Multinational Monitor, News Insider, These Times, The American Conservative. His columns have appeared in the Miami Herald, Houston Chronicle, Philadelphia Inquirer, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Sacramento Bee, Columbus Dispatch. Formerly worked with the Navy, then the NSA, then RCA. He's been everywhere, Al Jazeera, ABC, MSNBC. He also was one of the founding members of EPIC. He joined Great Defenders of Free Speech and Liberty. Wayne Madsen has been to Tripoli on occasions. He's going to give us his inside take on what's really happening there and the rest of the world right now, and how big this unauthorized war is, what it means to our Constitution. Wayne, thanks for joining us via video Skype.
Hi, Alex. Good to be with you.
Good to have you there, my friend. So break down the latest. I mean, you've been to Tripoli. You've covered it. What's happening?
Okay, well, I was over in Tripoli on a dignity delegation that the former Representative Cynthia McKinney put together. I had been with her in October 2009, and she asked for journalists to go back because she said, look, what's happening here is not being reported by the Western media. And sure enough, after we went from we flew to Milan and then to Tunis and then took a plane from Tunis to the island of Djerba, right near the Libyan-Tunisian border, and then went by car because of the air embargo to Tripoli. It was quite clear that we saw no current signs of rebel activity anywhere from the Tunisian border to Tripoli. As a matter of fact, we came across one.
Okay, Wayne, your video Skype was clear. Wayne, your video Skype was clear. Now the audio's breaking up. While they just try to go audio only on Skype, if that doesn't work, we'll call you on phone. While we get this key intelligence, again, you've been there several times. You just returned from a trip there for folks that had trouble making that out. And this is a big deal. I mean, even Democrats and Republicans are saying Obama is becoming an emperor and saying the UN is his authority. He doesn't need Congress. Congress traitorously tried to give him authorization a few weeks ago, and Obama said, I don't need your stinking authorization. This isn't a war. It's humanitarian. The UN says so. And they got drones murdering whole families, bombing apartment buildings. I mean, it is on. And they are okay, Wayne, continue. So you just got back from Tripoli. Break down what's happening.
Right. There was no current sign of rebel activity anywhere from the Tunisian border all the way into Tripoli. There had been back in when the rebellion first started in February. It looks like the NATO countries may have inserted people in the area to cause problems. But we came across an impromptu pro-Qaddafi demonstration on the main coastal highway from the Tunisian border into Tripoli. Once we got to Tripoli, life was normal, and this was not being reported by the media that's ensconced at the Rixos Hotel in downtown Tripoli, life was normal except for the constant nightly NATO bombardments. The only planes you could hear, of course, in the air at night were NATO aircraft, and you knew when you heard them, get ready because the bombs are coming next. And sure enough, you'd see the explosions and feel the rumble if you were outside at night, and you would also feel it as I did in the hotel room. I was on the 10th floor.
You mean you would see the kinetic piece?
Yes, we would see the kinetic military action. They were constantly bombarding the Gaddafi military compound, which was about a kilometer and a mile from our hotel. This was where people were gathering every night, offering themselves as human shields. These were people, men, women, kids from all walks of life, going there after they got off from work, cheering Gaddafi. And we went as Americans and thinking, well, what kind of reception are we going to get? And to a person, they said, we love America, but your Obama, we thought he was great. We're Africans. He's an African-American, but now he's bombing our country. What's wrong with him? And this was a constant question we were asked by the people of Libya. There were even traffic policemen out on the streets directing traffic who were not even armed. So the fact is that people like John Burns from the New York Times, one of these war correspondents that goes from U.S. war to U.S. war and broadcast Pentagon propaganda, and Simon Denyer, formerly from Reuters and now with the Washington Post, basically broadcasting or writing from Tripoli that the city's under siege, life is not normal, Gaddafi's on the ropes. None of this was true. This was rank propaganda from these and other journalists. So
it's like the Rough Riders charging a hill where no one was. It's like it's like Hearst Publishing. You give me the photos, the paintings, the illustrations, I'll give you the war.
Or more recently, what you
But you have seen the Gaddafi forces running around naked with bottles of Viagra, though.
No, yeah. Well, that's another one, and that was that wasn't true. Of course, here's another thing, and this gets to more serious issues. There have been many people who originally went with the rebels who have now tried to go back to Gaddafi because they say, look, of course we wanted a more open society, but we also didn't want a NATO invasion of our nation, and they have tried to get back to Gaddafi, and we've heard these cases of NATO bombing rebels by mistake, quote-unquote, by mistake. It's quite clear from intelligence I picked up from people in Tripoli that some of these rebel movements were rebels trying to get back to Tripoli to rejoin Gaddafi to fight with him against the NATO invasion, and that's why they were targeted by NATO.
Tarpley was on with us earlier, Webster Tarpley. He says also some of the rebel groups are calling in airstrikes on other rebel groups that they're fighting with over power, and that it's a type of high-tech fragging.
Well, that's it. And the other thing that's very disconcerting is there is an economic embargo against Western Libya. Even fishing vessels can't go out to get their daily catch because they're interdicted by NATO vessels.
And that's genocide right there, keeping folks from food.
Right, and there's also the gas shortage. The gas, there's long, long gas lines, some of them miles and miles long. Taxis have one, trucks have another for diesel, others. But here you have ambulances. We're bombing civilian residences, there's a shortage of gasoline even for ambulances. This is collective punishment. This is no different than the collective punishment that we see Israel do against the people of Gaza. NATO's doing the same thing against the people of Western Libya, and these people are innocent. They're caught in this civil war, that's basically being supported by NATO. And I visited one man in a hospital who had been hit in the abdomen with shrapnel from a NATO bombing, and he was a history teacher, high school history teacher, and he knew a lot about American history, and he said, I don't understand why you're bombing our country. We never attacked you. Even with the nonsense that, the U.S. was supposedly said that Libya was behind the blowing up of Pan Am 103, when there's ample evidence to show that it was Iran that did that, and George H.W. Bush wanted to blame Gaddafi because he needed Iran to stay neutral because he had designs on invading Iraq in those days, Operation Desert Storm. So the people of Libya are wondering, why are you attacking us? We've never attacked you. And
what do they think of the statements by the governments that this isn't war?
Well, of course they know it's war. Now, after I left, I was there for a little over 4 days. Cynthia McKinney stayed even longer. And then after we left, of course, now they're bombarding during the day. So it's day and nighttime bombardment. And they're trying to basically wear the people down. All the PSYOP, all the information warfare going on. One thing that wasn't reported at all in this country was that the rebels are huge crooks. Remember Ahmed Chalabi in the Iraqi National Congress? And now there's $18 billion lost that we kicked over to these Iraqi anti-Saddam people. Well, we have the same thing playing out in Libya now. When the rebels took over Benghazi, they looted the central bank of Benghazi of $900 million in Libyan dinars in cash and $500.5 million in U.S. dollar currency. And now they want the Libyan assets unfrozen. Even people in our Treasury Department don't want to do that because they say, look, they've siphoned off all this money out of the Libyan central bank. Now they want to steal more money, obviously, to put in their Swiss bank
account.
And
we know that there's Al-Qaeda commanding it, and we're unpatriotic for saying don't give billions of dollars to Al-Qaeda. Stay there. I want to get your take on the, it's now admitted in Congress, they're getting ready for a ground invasion, late September, early October. You've been there repeatedly. What do you predict will happen when the first CAV under 3 Corps goes in? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
4 o'clock today, Central. We're marching into the Texas Capitol to go in there and talk to our representatives in the House and Senate that have allowed the governor, the head of the Senate, the lieutenant governor, and the head of the House, the speaker, to kill the bill that was going to be voted on unanimously. It's been voted on unanimously before. They had almost unanimous votes lined up. Perry was forced to put it on special session, and now he wants to be able to have his cake and eat it too. That's his specialty, is to even introduce bills that he later secretly kills. It's unbelievable dirtbaggedness. So what do you expect from Al Gore's former chief of staff, campaign manager? Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah. Now, continuing here with Wayne Madsen. Wayne, you're there in D.C. You're covering all this. You're getting ready to leave the U.S. again. You've been to Tripoli. They're now admitting they're getting ready for a U.S./British/NATO peace force that will invade Tripoli. And they're saying, you will not resist us or it's terrorism. So now we're going to have the spectacle of heavy armor rolling and firing. And if you fire back, you're now a terrorist. I mean, this is total mind control.
Well, that's right. And what we do know is that the Libyan government is distributing 1.3 million weapons to people in Western Libya. I spoke to one Libyan official who said, look, hey, we have something really nice cooked up for the American troops when they arrive. They're really going to like what we're going to serve them. Obviously, he's not talking about meals ready to eat.
Terrorist. He should join Al-Qaeda in the East and join the people that run America. He should thank them for the bombs killing children everywhere. And how dare him say that he would fight back against tanks with a gun. He's a coward.
Right. And I'll tell you the other thing that's not being reported is the $1.3 billion stolen by Goldman Sachs from the Libyan Sovereign Wealth Fund. It's quite clear that this was part of an investigation being conducted by the Gaddafi government. The anti-corruption agency was looking at the siphoning off of billions of dollars from Libyan oil revenue by certain government ministers. And isn't it funny? Almost to a person, these are the very ministers who defected to the rebels, heralded, they're quitting Gaddafi, going to the other side. They went to the other side because they were about ready to be indicted, and they were going to go on trial for fraud and siphoning off that money. And it's thought that when Saif Gaddafi's son, said, look, we bankrolled Sarkozy's 2007 presidential campaign in France, that some of that money from Goldman Sachs may have been the money that wound up in...
Well, of course, he made a deal with them. It's in mainstream news. They stole tens of million. But again, Wayne, you want me to believe Goldman Sachs would double-cross somebody? That is how Goldman Sachs are good people.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing, isn't it funny? It's Sarkozy who was the first to go after Libya. He was the first to recognize the rebels. Obviously, the first target of the NATO aircraft happened to be the anti-corruption agency in Tripoli that had all the files on all this missing money.
Well, we all know our government's good. That wouldn't be happening. Come on, they're fighting. They're fighting to give freedom to Al-Qaeda, man.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I wish we saw the video, because we went to the bombed out residence of Gaddafi's son, and I picked up a piece of rubble. I'm going to try to have this tested for depleted uranium, but it's quite clear that NATO said that was a military target. Well, it happened. The only thing I saw in the compound, there was a petting zoo where Muammar Gaddafi was feeding the animals when they hit the main main structure. That's the only reason he survived. So they were trying to kill him. I picked up this piece of rubble next to the First Lady of Libya's handbag and a shoe. How would somebody like to go to Camp David and find the singed handbag and shoe of the First Lady, Michelle Obama?
Well, that handbag is actually a proton bomb. And those camels and rabbits, or whatever they had, have big vampiric fangs, like in the Monty Python Holy Grail, the deadly rabbit. That rabbit can attack tanks. It's evil.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.